It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome, you listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from our studios in downtown Grand Rapids, and we're glad you took a minute to tune in. Those of you that are listening in Grand Rapids, good morning, because we're on at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. But hey, way to start the Lord's Day with the Grillin' Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
We can cook on water. That's about it.
Yeah, right.
Good morning, welcome, thank you, or good afternoon, depending on which market you're in. We're sure happy that you took a little time to sit down and think about some good food, maybe a tasty microbrew or a glass of good wine. I think we're just going to talk about some summer goodness today, Jop.
Yep, and I've got a few of them to talk about. And the cooking I did this last week wasn't anything from the week before. We didn't have quite the celebrations we had a couple weeks ago, so this was a pretty much normal week. But I did try a couple things, and I'll kick off with an old-time favorite, but I put a little twist on it, is I had some chicken wings in the freezer, right? Thawed them out, and I rolled them in some Old World Olive Company lime-flavored olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a
Can I time you out? You said you had some chicken wings in the freezer. Were they raw?
Yeah.
Frozen raw? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was like leftovers.
No, from... I don't. Okay. They never get left over. They're eaten.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, raw chicken, rolled them in, thawed them out, rolled them in some Old World Olive Company lime flavored olive oil, and then put a Memphis rub on them, which is a little bit citrusy anyway, and smoked those for about 2 hours on about 225. Pulled them out, and the skin was still just a little bit rubbery, right? But they had nice smoke flavor on them, and the seasoning had set in. And so I got the deep fryer out and heated up some oil
at
350.
Great way to do it.
And dunked those in there for about 3 or 4 minutes just to get the skin crispy. And I pulled them out, and obviously way too hot to eat. So let them set.
But you ate them anyway.
Right, yeah. I let them set about 15, 20 minutes. And we ended up, Lisa and I ended up going over to a friend's house and took them. I had 40 of them made. So I took a big pan of these wings over with some blue cheese dressing. Super simple. But that second step of deep frying them in some oil and was wonderful because it crisped them up. And this guy's like, oh, my God, these chicken wings are like the best I've ever
had.
Well,
you know,
like,
Big Bob Gibson's and a few of those guys practice that as a – I mean, they developed that technique long time ago,
and
it's not popular.
Right.
It's not popular, but it should be.
Right.
So you found out accidentally how good it is.
Yeah, and
nice.
but you could taste the smoke flavor.
Right.
But they were the crispiness
of the
deep fried.
That's the beauty
of it. Yeah, man, it was really cool, and it turned out well. I just waited till they floated in the oil. Right. You put them down in there; they're underneath. It's frying and crackling, and all of a sudden they start floating to the top. It's like, it must be done.
It's a donut.
Right. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So anyway, good time.
Very nice.
But yeah, that was this week's grilling experiment. That one turned out pretty good. So
I'm going to do a little recipe in the second segment that I came up with this week because the garden is hitting me and I'm trying to get rid of food out of the garden and I have a bunch of meat in the freezer. So it's like I didn't even have to go to the store.
Right.
With the tomatoes, peppers, and beef and pork.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm done. Well,
right.
I don't brew my own beer, so I do have to go a little bit to the
right.
store.
Yep.
Tonight we have a wedding for our friend's daughter and son-in-law.
You've been on a roll
son-in-law.
With those.
Casey and Corey are getting married tonight. So we'll be out by your house, the rail side.
Oh, okay.
And then we were just talking before the thing about this COVID. And in my opinion, which I stated very strongly, I think the health of the nation's back. I feel like people are just done waiting and they're coming out and they're just, I don't know. I still see a lot of people freaked out and paranoid and all ducted up and masked up and everything, but I see an awful lot of people just saying, I'm done. I'm moving on with this. I'm going to have fun. And depending on where you go,
sure.
And who the crowd is. But we've been enjoying our COVIDcation.
Right.
And, we're actually, I'm ramping it up more. I think I'm going to take advantage of it because it's such a nice summer.
Right. Oh, it's been an incredible summer. In Michigan, anyway, we don't get sunshine 4 or 5 days in a row, week after week. I mean, it's always cloudy in Michigan.
It's always cloudy, and it's
right.
not.
And it's not been this year. It's crazy good.
So our granddaughters came up this week, and they're going to be with us for 10 days. And so in a couple of days, Maureen and I are going to take them up to Wilderness.
Okay.
And we're going to we have a spot right on Lake Michigan. I mean, literally, when you camp in Wilderness, if you get the right spot, you can back your unit up literally to the beach. We're taking a couple of tents. I think one for me and one for Maureen and the girls.
Right. You'll sleep better that way.
I will. But I haven't told her that part yet. I guess Wilderness Campground. It's
where's just, it at? Where
oh, it's I assume people know, and that's right. So when you go up to Mackinac City, just go left for about 7 or 8 miles.
Okay, so it's right on Lake Michigan or
it's
Lake
right
Huron?
On Lake Michigan.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So you head west about 8 miles out of Mackinac City, maybe 2 miles south and then straight west.
Didn't Bob Seger sing something about that?
It is so gorgeous.
Yeah?
Oh, the beach is beautiful. The waves just crash in. You got these just really cool campsites that are separated by pine trees and a little walkway up to your spot, and you get privacy. Mm-hmm. So there's enough trees in between each spot that in the dark you can slip down and take a leak. You don't have to go to the restroom.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal for you. I know that. Yeah.
You're going to drink some beer at the campfire?
Right.
You can walk all the way down to that restroom? No, I don't think so.
Right. Well, this is okay. Just avoid the park ranger. You'll be good. He or she has a flashlight. You just remember that. But
yeah, no, it's good. It's fun. We love it. And I just recently acquired an RV, but I have to do some work to it. So we're going to take the tents.
I see. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you're going for a week?
No, we're just going for a couple nights.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give the kids the house for a couple nights, and I'm sure there'll be parties there for 2 nights in a row.
Right. Well, you guys enjoy your camping trip. I'll tell everybody that you miss them at the house, right?
Yeah. I'll have to change the combination to liquor cabinet.
I'll have to get a hold of them, see what they want me to bring.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, made another recipe, Bob, that I want to touch on real quick. I made some lemon garlic mushrooms. I'm a mushroom guy. Some people aren't, but I just got the big white button mushrooms, about the biggest ones I could get. Maybe they're golf ball size, and threw them in my grilling basket. And real simply, just put some. I put garlic, olive oil, and minced garlic on them. Rolled them in the pan, and then threw them on that grilling basket, and let them go on medium heat, about 5 to 7 minutes. Tossed them in about another 5-7 minutes on that side. And then just sprinkled a little parsley on those. And I put on some regular barbecue seasoning, whatever you have. It was a little bit sweeter profile, just to give them a little zip right at the end. And
the salt and everything woke them up a little
bit. Right, it did.
Salt and sugar.
And I served those as a side dish. And I was, again, it's not, but the lemon, I'm sorry, I missed. I squirted some lemon on them, too, right at the end.
Nice.
And so that was
that
kind
works
of a,
for almost everything.
Right, I got a little lemon garlic on these mushrooms.
Nice.
It was, this time of year, you can find them reasonably priced, and I had a big 2-pound package of them, so
nice.
I threw those on there, and it tasted pretty good. So, yeah, I was. Anything else? What'd you grill this week? Anything?
I think all I grilled was some brats and a couple steaks. I did. I had some a little chunk of brisket left over from your wedding.
So do I, still. And it's over a week old. I was surprised, but it tasted good.
No, it's fine. I just had a little piece, and so I went out in the garden again. The garden's wonderful. And my tomatoes are like this big.
They can't see that on the radio,
gesturing.
But that's softball size in your world.
The jalapenos are growing. I still have Vidalias in the fridge in the basement. So I got peppers, green peppers, tomatoes, and then that brisket, and I just made up a quick chili, and it was fantastic.
Wow. Coming up next, chimichurri tri-tip. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Not really.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering. Better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live each and every weekend, and we appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope you're winding up your summer and you're having a great time. Man, has it been incredible. Great weather where we are, and I hope it is where you have been too, and it just continues to be. These days are some of my favorite, where it's 80 during the day and like 60, 55 at night. Man, the sleeping is just incredible, and you know, you still enjoy a beautiful, beautiful day. So I'm grateful for what we've got going. And
so you're not running the air right now?
No, not at home. Nope.
So cool at night.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, and cool the house down. And, it's only the dog there during the day, and
yeah.
And we leave the door cracked so she can get in and out anyway. So
I have kept mine on unusually, mm-hmm. And I can't tell you why. I guess just because once I got the house dehumidified, I didn't want to get it all humid again, but it's been so dry outside that wouldn't have happened.
Yep, it's nice.
I probably need to look at the forecast and turn that sucker off.
Right.
Because I have been more focused on being gone than being home.
Well, such is the life of Bob and Maureen. Right.
Well, I took her, I think I talked about that, didn't I? I left her up at Crystal Lake.
Yeah, that was last weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
I had a wonderful week then, and that's just how it's going to go for a while. I think until... You know, her business picks up and my business picks up. This is what we're going to do.
Right. Well, you know what? You're blessed you can. So that's a good thing.
Well, you just have to be really, really frugal.
Right.
And you can't do anything lavish. I mean, we can't.
Right.
No, you could.
No.
But we can't.
Right. Yeah. We won't go there.
Yeah.
Right. We won't go there at all.
So anyway, wanted to talk about a couple of things that I really wanted to do a bunch of vegetables, but I thought, man, I can't turn into a vegetarian on this show. So what do I really love? Tri-tip. And I love chimichurri. So several years ago, we did the chimichurri tri-tip. And I just want to spend just a brief moment.
Resurrect it.
On how to make a chimichurri marinade. And if you've never had chimichurri, it's like people down in Venezuela, Colombia, that's big right in that part of the north shore, the north coast of South America. And I don't know exactly how many countries buy into it, but by the time you're into Brazil and Argentina and stuff, no, they're doing something different. So a chimichurri sauce or marinade, I guess I would call it, is pretty simple. It's got sesame seed, paprika, garlic, kosher salt, ground pepper, and then parsley and cilantro. Now, this recipe that this guy, we had this guy on the show a couple of years ago from Oregon. I can't remember his name anymore, but the one he gave us called for 2 cups of parsley and 1/2 cup of cilantro. I go 1/2 and 1/2 because I like cilantro better than parsley. It doesn't matter. Then some red wine vinegar and some agave nectar. Mm. And you put all this in your food processor and you just pulse it a few times. It goes down to a slurry in, you know, 20 seconds or 30 seconds. And you've got this green, it looks like swamp water when you're done. It's like baby puke or something. It's just green mess. But you take your tri-tip.
Your description doesn't make me feel like I want to do this, Bob. Yeah.
I'll make twice as much of this as what I need, and I'll save some on the side because it tastes that good.
Okay.
And I want to bathe that tri-tip in it once I've grilled it. But I'm probably going to either grill it or I hate grilling a tri-tip. I'm typically going to smoke it or offset grill it, indirect grill it.
Why? Does it need some time?
It does. It's, you know, they're so big.
Okay.
You ever done a tri-tip?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, yep. And I guess
it's a little bit tougher piece of meat.
You got to be careful with it.
Right. Yep. Grilling it, I think that it doesn't do it any justice, but slow cooking it tends to break it down and the connective tissue and stuff that's in there a little bit, and it'll make it a little more tender to eat.
Well, and what you can do is, and you've pointed this out before, grilling it can be nice because that tip gets done quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the chef.
Right, right. Yeah, the cook doesn't go hungry. I always get asked that. Well, are you going to eat? Don't worry about me, man.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Just standing right here. You got to taste your stuff. If you don't, you're
so
not going to get it done.
So that's chimichurri.
And so what do you marinate it in it? Do you use it as a serving sauce? Or
marinate
it
for about 4 to 6 hours.
Okay.
And then throw that piece of meat on the grill and sear it up and then move it over for indirect. And then take some more of that sauce that was left over, not the marinade. Throw the marinade out, but the half you reserved or whatever you reserved, take that and just drizzle it over it every 20 minutes or so and just pound it in because my mouth's watering. I just love the taste of that. Mm-hmm. And that spice you brought me from North Carolina has a little bit of that profile. Remember that big green bottle of stuff you bought? You said that's all this one guy uses?
Badia.
Yeah.
It's Badia Seasonal. Badia, yeah. B-O-D-I-A is the brand, and it's their seasonal, universal seasoning kind of thing. But it's I find it at ethnic markets is where I find it most. And it's a line of seasoning.
But it's a Hispanic seasoning.
Yes.
And I think it's B-A-D, isn't it?
Yeah, what did I say?
You said B-O-D.
Oh, yeah, B-A-D-I-A.
Badia.
Yep, yep.
And it is so good.
Right.
I want to seek out La Familia or Supermercado.
You know where else has
Supermercado
it?
Or some of those places.
In our market, Family Fair carries it.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Meijer doesn't, but Family Fair does.
Well, there you go.
And I don't think Sobey does yet, but we'll get him out.
Yeah, because, we got to get Timotry. Well, that's where I got my tri-tip.
Okay, right.
And because when you said it's a little tough, I didn't want to say anything and correct you because you're not wrong. But if you go to Sobey and you get one of those beautiful tri-tips he has, you'll find that you don't ever have to say it's tough again because he's just so fussy.
If it's cooked right.
And it's not much. Well, that goes without saying. But
right.
It's not much more money than you'd get somewhere else.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about a stuffed squash because I do the acorn ones in the fall, but they're not really stuffed. But what were you thinking when you were talking about a stuffed squash?
Well, so, you know, this time of year, right? So somebody gave us a couple zucchini that were, you didn't do that, did you?
No, I don't grow
somebody,
a garden. I just eat out of yours.
Gave us a couple zucchini that were like billy clubs. They were, must have been 4 or 5 inches around.
Yeah.
And when Maureen was up at her girlfriend's place on Crystal Lake, I just said, man, these things are going to get old if I don't do something. So I cut the end off them, and then I cut them in half. And then I took a knife and I hollowed them out Because when you're doing the little zucchini or the yellow squash, which she always does, she has a tool for it that looks just like a curved blade, and you put it in, and it pulls everything out.
Like an apple core or something.
Sort of, yeah. But these were so big, I put my chainsaw in there.
Right.
Yeah. Now I just put a knife in there, and then I...
So you got a tube, almost like a straw.
It is a tube, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I took some of that Parkside kielbasa.
Oh, yeah.
Bulk.
Yeah.
And I mixed it with the rice because I had some.
Okay.
And I was going to thaw some burger, and I thought, oh, I'm going to use some Asobi's kielbasa. And I thought, that's going to be weird. Oh, no. No, it wasn't weird at all. It was so good.
Wow.
But, yeah, stuffed squash. It's so stinking good.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to stuff a pepper and sun off a pickle. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we've been stuffing squash in ourselves, and now we're going to switch to some peppers. Bell peppers are this time of year too, right? We're talking about all the bounty of the garden right now and what to do with all this stuff, because it gets a little old if you're just slicing it and dipping it in ranch dip. You know, so you got to do something with it. And being
Isn't
grilling
that
guys.
That's the truth.
Right.
I mean, we've been spoiled with peppers for the last 10 years. You could get them all year round.
Right.
And they kind of, I mean, the red ones still get me excited.
Right.
But the green ones are, they're just kind of like for cooking now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. And don't forget to go to our Facebook page. It's the Grilling Guys. No, it's Facebook/ the Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And our website is thegrillingguys.com. You can sign up for the podcast, and you can look up all these recipes we're doing. You can send a message to Randy and tell him, you know,
treat Bob better.
Don't wear yourself out on your honeymoon. Just stuff like that.
Right. We got all kinds of advice, and we'll take some too. So it's no big deal. But peppers, what are you doing with peppers? You know, you can. They're God's little cup. You whack the top off them, and you got a little cup there. Take some seeds out. You still got the little cup, and what you want to do is take your thin knife and slice off just a little bit on the bottom to flatten them so they'll sit on the grill. You don't want to open the cavity, right, because you want to pour stuff in there. And there's any number of things. Rice is good. Rice and cheese is good. I tend to make the, obviously, if you're going to do rice, make it ahead of time as per the box.
That's right.
And you can mix anything in you want with it, right? You mentioned Parkside kielbasa. I've done breakfast sausage, cook-off breakfast sausage. Mix it in with rice, throw a little cheese and maybe some onion in with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that mixture up, pack it in a little ball, drop it down inside of there, level it off at the top, and then just put it on the grill on indirect heat. And that means heat one side, put your vegetables on the other, because if you're cooking them right underneath, they're going to burn up and they're not going to be good. You're going to get a hole in the bottom of them. But do it on indirect heat. You could do it on the smoker. You can do it on the cold side of your grill when one side's hot. But 25 minutes, you're going to get all that stuff on the inside warm. And then it makes a really cool little presentation, because you got a cup of food that's a natural edible cup that you can set on somebody's plate.
Absolutely.
So, love me some grilled stuffed peppers. Experiment with anything you want to put in there, because...
Yeah.
But always a rice, cheese, and meat mixture is good.
And, you know, and if you have some... Oh, something else I picked for... I was telling you I did chili with that brisket. I found some of my serranos are coming up.
Ooh, you can have those. Ugh. Way too hot for me.
You think so?
They are for me. Serranos? Aren't they the little guys that are about the size of your pinky finger?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
then I got the wrong pepper.
I think there's 150 different peppers.
Right. Yeah.
So, no, you've had Serranos, I'm sure, because I put them in the chili when we do our cook-off.
Well,
there's
a lot of things in that.
They're the big, long ones.
Okay.
They're the big, long
dark
ones.
Dark green?
They taste more like a Anaheim, maybe, along that profile, Poblano, something like that. They're real nice. You could do something like that, a Poblano. It'd be wonderful, the stuff.
Right.
There's a different taste.
Right. Yeah. You go to a Mexican restaurant, oftentimes they are. Yeah.
So again, it's weird. I think the older you get, the more you enjoy just crazy vegetables that your mom could not get you to eat.
Right. Well, now you're that dad that's trying to get other people to eat them, right?
Well, plus, we put a garden in several years back, and we used to do one years ago, but, you know, you give up on it when you're coaching teams and running kids here and there. But in the last couple of years, we put in a new one, and I ran underground water to it, so it waters itself, which is really cool. So I don't have – all I got to do is weed it.
Right.
And if you put water into it, underground leakers, you're going to weed it more.
Right.
The weeds grow faster than your plants do. But so the thing that's crazy is, and my neighbors love this, our pickles are like 5 inches around. If you leave them out there very long, they get to be like dangerous.
Yeah.
So I'm going out there picking them when they're about 6 or 7 inches long and they're still only about 2 or 3 inches around. So they're,
right.
So they're nice inside. If they get too big, they're mushy. And we get so many, you can't eat them. So I remembered years ago, Tony from my friend David Naderhood's wife, Tony, she did that sun pickle recipe for us from Positive Chimney up in Cadillac. Tony, she's a doll. And I ate some of hers when I was doing an event up there with Rob Russell.
Right.
And I said, holy cow, these are great. I've never made dill pickles. And she goes, oh, this is so easy. It's ridiculous. You leave them in the sun for 3 days. I'm like, sure. She goes, yeah. So she gave me the recipe. It's posted on the Grilling Guys website. But it's really simple. It takes a little bit of alum, some white vinegar.
What is alum? I thought that was a short for aluminum.
No. It's if you ever used to cut yourself and you had a styptic pencil, your dad always used to have a styptic pencil. That he would put on his face and stop the bleeding. I think that's got alum in it.
Okay.
So it does something to dry stuff up. I don't know, dries your face up. But a little bit of alum makes the pickles crispy.
Now,
if you don't have alum and you want to make them crispy, you can also cut your pickles up and then layer them with sea salt and put ice on them and soak them for an hour or two that way. And not too much ice because you'll freeze them and then you ruined them. But ice and sea salt, it's weird. A little chemistry trick there. Granny taught us. And that'll make them real crispy too. But you get some pickling spice, hot peppers, dill heads. Hey, dill head, you listening? And some cloves of garlic. You put all this stuff together. Randy's not liking that comment.
No, I'm looking up alum, and it doesn't look like anything I want to eat. I'm just telling you that right now.
Well, you only put a half a teaspoon in.
Okay. All right.
Not a truckload. Anyway, the cool thing about this is you use those great big blue canning jars, if you have any, or any kind of big jars, and you fill it right to the top, and then you put a big, thick slice of rye bread on top.
What?
I know. And then you put foil over it. You set it in the sun for 2 to 3 days, max 3 days.
Does the rye bread suck up the mold or
no,
what?
No, it does some kind of trick. I don't know.
Bread or not?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It disintegrates.
Fish it out of there.
It disintegrates.
So it would.
I made some and then I left for up north.
Oh, so they were 8 day sun pickles.
They were 5, 6 day, all mushy. It's like chucked them.
Yeah.
So 3 days max.
So there's some pretty happy raccoons in Bob's backyard eating sun pickles.
Yeah, so if you're heading up north and you get off 131 and you're going to shoot up to Manistee on 115, about a mile up on the right is this place called Positive Chimney. Stop in there and see Tony. She's an absolute sweetheart. And tell her to teach you how to make sun pickles. She'll be thrilled to death. And buy a nice grill from Positive Chimney while you're there.
Right. And if you miss that exit, keep going up till you hit US 10 and go west a mile, and you can have some great barbecue and drinks at a place called Chase Creek Smokehouse. Yeah. And they're one of our newest sponsors, and we really appreciate these guys coming on board and supporting the grilling guys. But it's a wonderful place to eat and drink, and he's probably got some pickles up there, I bet, too, huh?
Well, that's actually south of 115, about a half hour.
Oh, you're right.
But that's okay.
Because that's the Reed City exit. My bad.
They're directly north and south of each other.
Right.
So if you're at one, you can head straight north. If you're at the other, you can head straight south.
Right.
And I bet you there's a little two-track that gets you there.
Right, yeah.
You might have to get a traveler.
If you're on your ORV or whatever it may be, right? But anyway, so yeah, those pickles, well, you'll have to give it a run again because they sound good. And if you can get them done right... another loaf of rye bread?
Yes, so. I'm going to pick up some rye and some dill today. My local Meijer store didn't have either. Have any dill or alum. Their spice rack has been decimated.
It sounds like you got to go to the pharmacy to get alum because it's got aluminum and potassium in it and all kinds of stuff. Maybe you got to go to the metal shop.
I might just do the trick with the salt, sea salt and the ice and see if that doesn't work.
Well,
and I might try the not
melt
leaving
the ice.
I might try the trick of not leaving them in the sun for 6 days.
Yeah. Coming up next, if you got some freezer venison, Bob's got an idea for you, and maybe a little garlic ginger steak. Ooh, that sounds good. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean, the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey. And we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are live from Grand Rapids in our studios. We're happy to have you listening in. Hope you've been spending some of this summer creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood because this has been a great year for a lot of things, and grilling is one of them. And I've married a gal named Lisa who has a pool in her backyard, and it's a whole new aspect of my life of grilling 4 or 5 times a week because it's like everybody's coming over. And, you're the grilling guy, so here, let's bring this stuff or... what do you have when you get there?
You're not
or
saying
whatever.
She's a socialite, are you?
Well, she enjoys having company over. We'll put it that way. But anyway, it's all good. I've not had any major issues.
No,
but I've tried
a
lot of different things.
No, I know you haven't. You've been having a ball.
Right.
I'm so happy for you.
Yep.
And for anybody that's never met Jop, he's the best friend you could ever ask for because he's the first guy to show up when you need help.
Right.
So I'm so happy that you found a good girl.
A great one.
And a great lady, and she's just adorable.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're happy.
And we are. We're real happy.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Yep. It's all good.
It's good.
So, speaking of Ginger.
Good.
Her name's Lisa. Yeah. What about
this ginger garlic ginger? Ginger with garlic on her breath. Who didn't love ginger?
Right.
Marianne.
Squirrel.
Our old friend Rob Russell, rest in peace, has been gone now a little over a year. I stay in touch with his son, Eli. But Rob gave us so many recipes and so much dialect about like an air. He took us Kansas City whitetail hunting a few times. And if you ever met Rob, he's another one of the greatest guys you could ever have for a best friend. And what he did was he taught me the essence of Kansas City barbecue. So anything I picked up, if you like my brisket or ribs or butts, it's because Rob spent so much time with me. And I love passing that on here on the show or at events or wherever we can because it was given to me as a gift. And a gift is better when you share it, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And that's what barbecue is all about, peace, love, and barbecue. So one of the things Rob turned me on to was this garlic ginger marinade, and he loved marinades. I never was a big marinade guy because I like steak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what I found this to be good for is maybe some old venison in the freezer. Because that can get a little iffy for some people.
Sure.
Because you might not know what deer it's from or if somebody gave it to you or how it was treated or blah, blah, blah. You can take any piece of meat that you're questionable on and want to make sure everybody loves, and you can put it in this garlic ginger marinade, and people are just going to go on, and it's so simple. It's just red wine vinegar, soy sauce, garlic, and ginger. And I'm in the routine now of keeping fresh ginger in the house.
I do too.
Because it's just so much better. But just the combination of those, you can go to thegrillingguys.com, just go up to the search bar on the top right and punch in garlic ginger. And you'll see her beautiful red hair.
Right.
And smell her garlic.
Right, yeah. We have smell-o-vision on the website, so you just touch the button and you'll smell the garlic. Yeah.
No, really, it's one of these marinades, like Charlie Jabor's shish kebab marinade, that becomes a go-to for you after a while. And they're all on the Grilling Guys website. There's our infomercial.
Right.
It's good for freezer meat.
Right.
You know, let's say you bought some steaks on sale and they might have a little freezer burn and you're thinking, I don't know how good they're going to be. Cut off the freezer burn, throw them in Rob's garlic ginger marinade. And you probably only want to leave them in there. Like if they're cold, I'd put them in the marinade and let them warm up to room temperature for 2 hours and that's it. You're done.
Yep.
Because you got some strong ingredients. The soy is strong. The red wine's strong. You know, it doesn't take long. You don't want to kill the flavor of the meat. You want to enhance it.
Right. Speaking of good marinades, I went over to Sobeys and picked up some skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
Love them.
Love them for
did
smoking.
Did you get the bag, the big bag?
Right, I did. It was a 10-pound bag of them, and it was wonderful. And he sold them to me for a great price, and like he does to everybody.
Yeah.
But what I was unfamiliar with that he had there is right beside them, is he had 3 or 4 of his homemade marinades in like little 1-pound salad plastic tubs.
So you bought one?
Yeah, I did. And I bought the teriyaki.
Oh.
And to me, teriyaki is awfully salty.
Sometimes.
Usually. So what I did is, but I bought a little pint, you know, an 8-ounce, or I don't know, it's a pound, whatever that little pound container is, 16-ounce, obviously. I bought that and I had 10 pounds of chicken thighs.
Mm-hmm.
So I poured that in there, and they come in a real heavy-duty plastic bag. And I just poured it right in the bag and sealed it up again. And then they just kind of
roll it around
a little bit. Left it in there only about an hour.
Yeah.
And because I just feel like it gets way too strong.
It can.
If you leave a salt-based marinade like that in there.
Did you fire
there.
Up your hibachi to do proper teriyaki?
No, I did not. I did them on the pellet grill. And I know that you have no love affair with your pellet grill, but I love mine.
I'm glad you do.
Just because if you leave the lid closed, I think that the ash goes out the vent hole. It doesn't. I don't think I have any problem with ash on my meat, dude.
Okay.
But if you open the top.
Another conversation.
Right. If you open the top.
You quit smoking cigars.
Yeah. Then you get a backdraft and you do get it. So, but anyway, I'm just saying, hour and 45 minutes at about 225 in that pellet smoker. Man, those things were juicy.
Well, I'm glad
they hold, too.
That came from a really nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I can't remember who gave it to me or sold it to me or I stole
it
from.
I
don't remember how it works. But anyway.
I gave it to you because I got another one and I had no need for two.
Right. And this one does not have a digital readout. Modern ones do now.
And your neighbors aren't playing with the Switch anymore?
No, that was a whole other story. I'm not going to throw the little kids under the bus, but that's what they did.
One that got the hopper fire when you had it in your garage that
right.
time.
Right.
You got to clean those augers, kids.
Right. No, what you got to do is you got to put it back together right.
Oh, okay.
Because here's a good lesson. The pellets were piling up at the end of the auger, above the fire.
I did that same thing with that grill.
And the fire ran back the auger and into the hopper. And I came home because, you know, the beautiful thing about pellet grills is you can
set it and forget it.
Yeah, they just keep
in your garage. That's like grilling 101, Joppy.
Well, it was raining. So I had the garage door open, and it wasn't in the garage far.
If you get Randy's name for Christmas, what he needs is a little pop-up, because I've got our big one.
So anyway, finish that story, if I must, is that I didn't catch anything on fire, but the box was on fire, and it filled the garage with smoke very badly.
Okay, so talking with Pat and Linda up at Chase Creek the other day, I've been up there quite a bit lately since they're our sponsors. I have lots of good reasons to visit them.
Yeah, imagine that.
And one of the guys in there owns the Antlers in Canadian Lakes.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had a great conversation. He said, you ought to do a chili cook-off this winter up here. And I said, Pat and I talked about that already. So we had another cocktail, and we sealed the deal. So guess what? You're in a chili cook-off in February at Chase Creek Smokehouse in Chase, Michigan. And if you've got a chili team and you want to come up and beat me and Jop, it's not that hard.
Right.
Get a hold of Chase Creek. We're going to be putting out
Nobody
information
Nobody talks
on
a better
it.
Game, though, than we do.
No. We're gonna do that in February. So put that in your calendar. If you have a snowmobile, it's right on the snowmobile trail.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. I'm going to grill your sweet onion. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law is a real simple one. Under no circumstances shall a man ever defer control of the television remote to a female. Unless it's your mom, then you can't ever diss mom with it, especially if she moves in with you.
Right. Or is still feeding you.
Yeah, and it's her remote. So before I forget, Jop, next week we're going to have Old World Olive Company with us, and we're going to talk all sorts of great ways to enhance your food with high-quality infused oils and crazy good balsamic. So at least Shasta will be here. We'll see if we can't get Corey to show up, too.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows because you've heard it. If you've listened to the show before, we were both like, no way, I don't cook with oils and vinegars. This is not anything. And it's turned into, I always cook with oils and vinegars now because it's that good. And Shasta imparts a lot of information on us.
And but, you were going to say one of your favorite shows was our first broadcast at their store in Rockford?
Right. Yeah.
We were a mess by the end of that
right,
show.
Yeah. Turns out that balsamic might have some alcohol in it.
Yeah. Dude, I made salsa this week, and I put the orange, that blood orange oil in it, and just some 18-year balsamic to just spice it up a little bit.
Yeah.
What a beautiful twist.
Yeah, it is good. I got a little twist on your Vidalia onions, if you've still got a few of those in your pantry.
Yep.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to grill them. I'm going to wrap them in foil, cut the top off them, right, and then core them a little bit so I can get some stuff down in there.
Oh.
And that stuff is going to be some just salt and pepper, about 4 tablespoons of butter, some beef broth, and then some beef bouillon to even get a little stronger feel. And I'm going to wrap them in tin foil, pour that stuff down in there, and then seal the tin foil over the top of them, do them indirect for about a half hour. And boy, that beef flavor that just gets infused into that sweet onion, it makes a super side dish. Beautiful when you open them up, sprinkle a little parsley on top of them, and just serve those things in the little tin foil wrapper on your... Oh, man. And it's super easy, guys, on the grill.
And you can just serve them in the tin foil.
That's right. And it's super easy on the grill.
Put a couple of them on the table.
Yeah.
So if you have some sweet onions like that, you can cut a little touch of the bottom off, place it on your grill, take your knife and cut down halfway down the onion and make like a pie, like a pizza cutting out of it. Drizzle some garlic EVO and put some crushed black pepper and some sea salt and just grill them with your steaks alongside your steaks. They open up like a blooming onion and they're gorgeous. And you can do the same thing. Put those around your platter of steaks, and they'll be tearing those things apart because it is so stinking tasty.
Right.
Grilled Vidalia.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you listening to The Grilling Guys each and every week. We'll be back next week. Make an appointment to see us and listen to us, rather, because the Old World Olive Company will be with us, and you won't want to miss us.
That's right.
Talk with you next week.
See ya.